A study in the journal Pathophysiology suggests that pure oxygen applied directly to skin wounds might help them heal more quickly, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Doctors know that oxygen helps wounds heal. The more oxygen, the more collagen, the more collagen, the more quickly blood vessels form, and the more quickly skin grows. So for doctors specializing in the healing of wounds, the question has been how to get more oxygen to chronic wounds that don't heal. Scientist Chandan Sen says one method is what's called a hyperbaric chamber, where patients are put into a high-pressure tube that's filled with pure oxygen. But Sen says that method can have risks.
The whole person is exposed to oxygen in that the person breathes oxygen, oxygen goes to the brain, oxygen goes to the eye, and we know from basic science studies that pure oxygen could be terribly toxic to the brain, could be toxic to the heart, could be toxic to the lung.
So Sen and colleagues at Ohio State University wanted to know whether a less toxic, less costly, and more convenient oxygen delivery system might also promote wound healing.
What we did is we only enrolled in the studies patients that had major problem wounds that were there for months and years and were not responding to conventional therapeutic modalities. And our idea was, if we now start doing this, can we jumpstart the wound to heal?
Sen enrolled 32 patients who suffered from 58 chronic wounds. Most were diabetes-related ulcers. Others were cancer-related ulcers or bed sores. Patients administered the oxygen themselves. The device, which is approved by the FDA, is basically a plastic bag resembling a shower cap, which is pasted around the wound area. A tube connects the bag to oxygen. Patients wore the bag for 90 minutes, 4 days in a row, and then were off for 3 days. For three-quarters of the patients, treatment was successful.
The magnitude of patients out there that have complex wounds is huge.
Plastic surgeon Gail Gordillo worked with Sen on the study. Gordillo performs mostly reconstructive surgery. She says this new treatment could be highly beneficial for many patients.
They tend to be an overlooked population because they're a fairly disenfranchised segment of our society. They're elderly folks in nursing homes. They're people in wheelchairs. They are diabetics.
They are patients who are vulnerable to problems with wound healing because their illness inhibits blood circulation and therefore the delivery of oxygen to the cells. Dr. Paul Cianci directs hyperbaric medicine for three Northern California hospitals. He's highly skeptical of localized oxygen bags. Cianci says a hyperbaric chamber is far more effective because it delivers far higher doses of oxygen.
They are using 100% oxygen in a sort of a plastic bag, so the wound is exposed to a higher level of oxygen than in room air, which is only 21%. But the effect on tissues and enzymes and growth factors would be marginal, if at all.
Research is underway that might settle the debate. Chandan Sen's group is now doing a clinical trial comparing the value of hyperbaric oxygen chambers to the smaller oxygen bags used in this study. The results should be known within a year. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.